So it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see you, your light, your brightness. And you are not ridiculous. We can't even say that word, huh? Understand and know that your vision of yourself is true. So let's vision something really fun, huh? All that excitement that you felt here just moments ago is power-filled. And if you're listening to this recording in the future, visualize something exciting and then know how power-filled it is, huh? You see, dearest beings of light, we tell you over and over and over that you are the creator of your world. You are creating your experience of that world. And that world can be filled with joy, because you can find joy in anything, even the pain, even the horrendous things that can happen. They seem to be something that does not work for you. And yet, dearest beings of light, you said yes to that. So you said yes to that experience. So you get the opportunity to rise above. You get the opportunity to look deep into the corners and say, well, let us see if we can unbury the joy that is within this. Let us see if we can pull off the rock. You know how when you pull a big rock off of the earth and all these little things are creeping around underneath? Those little things are creeping around underneath because you pulled the rock off to let them escape. That is what you're doing here. You're letting all those little creepy things that you're ready to be integrated to escape. Ready to pull that rock off, huh? You see, dearest beings of light, the only person that is separating you from your innate is you. So stop it. Stop separating yourself from your source. We see your light. We see the color all around your energy. We see you. We don't know what more we can do to help you see you, but we will continue to try until you do see you. For you are the next evolutionary step. This is what evolving looks like, it feels like. Feel the excitement of the moment, huh? That excitement is bubbling up within you. It may be your habit to just push that bubble back down and not acknowledge it. Why? Because when you push that bubble back down, that bubble is still there. That energy of expanding the love, the talent, the skill that the source of all that is gave you, that is your innate. And then if you push it down, what happens? It doesn't go away. You still have that deep longing. Yes? So you might as well allow it to come to the surface and express it in every single way that you can. And say yes to you. Say yes to every positive opportunity that comes your way. I mean, you might be smart about it. I mean, if somebody says you want to go to Alaska, Canada, France, England, in Egypt, all in the same week, you might think about, well, I've got to sleep somewhere. Well, they do have pillows on planes. Understand that when you are saying yes to you are saying yes to what the source of all that is, what God created for you. God does not create a mistake, and neither do you. You know, you cannot fail. at anything. You might try something and it didn't work so well. That's only feedback. So, in your three things that you wish to create in your life, how badly do you want them? What action are you willing to take to be you 24/7? What action are you willing to experience to be you, that brilliant being of love and light? What are you willing to shift in your world? Whose decision is it to shift? Not ours, it is yours. It is as though the universe instilled in you that desire, that knowledge that you are to be you. And then somewhere along the line, you forgot how to walk. You forgot how to move forward. So that is what we want you to come back to. Or move forward to. Some people don't back up well. I guess Marilyn is one. Never get behind her car. Because she is going forward 100%. And she asks you to go forward 100%. To commit to yourself that no matter how small that action may seem, to know that even turning a chapter in your life or your book or your paper is a big action sometimes. Setting yourself on that success track. And know that you are 100% responsible. And if you're pushing against that action, if you're pushing against that innate that you have, why? How's that working out for you, eh? Not so great, maybe. So instead, allow your intuition, allow your higher self to guide you on the direct divine path for your life, for the wondrous things to happen with you. We hear someone saying, there's no wondrous things that happen in my life. Well, if that is your purchase order to the universe, okay. Because every sentence, every thought is a purchase order. And we believe that you each wish your lives to be wondrous adventures of spirit, enlightened, exhilarating, gentle, kind, loving, peace, harmonious, compassion. That is your core. Take a deep breath. We love you so much. We see you. We see your love, your light, your fear. And we see your light again. Trust yourself. Trust your guidance. Step forward in you and say yes. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a short message, and it may be unusual. It's a message I've never given before in this way, ever. And I'm going to cloak it in a story, a situation which has never happened. So you can peek with me into a potential, a possibility. I want you to imagine for a moment my partner has been called to give a lecture on indigo children, two indigo children. He has the graduating class of a high school in front of him in an auditorium in what they would call an assembly. And he comes out on stage. And now I'm going to tell you what he might say to them. And I want you to listen carefully. You might think this is for indigo children. I want you to listen carefully. And the first thing he would say is, adults, leave the room. Teachers, leave the room. These human beings know better. They'll sit fine. They don't need supervision at this moment. Leave the room, because I want to talk to them heart to heart. Leave the room. And one by one, teachers would leave, the adults would leave, they would go out into the hallway wondering what was going to be said. And when they were all gone, including the technicians that were older than 19 years old, he would address the children and he would look at them and say, I know who you are. I know what you know. I know that some of you are frustrated and you don't even think you're in this planet. I know something that you know and that no adult really understands. I know that you have a different conceptual nature and you're working with an old, old system. I know this. I know there's friction because of it. I know that the old system is far more than just your school. But even in that, if you look at the publishing date of your textbooks, you might see they're very current. But they're not. Because so many of those dates in your textbooks, indigos, are revised editions. Let me define revised edition. New cover. Half a century old, I guarantee it. The system that your parents have in the way they talk to you, in the way they discipline you, in the way they love you, was inherited from their parents, totally. And they're doing the very best they can because it is the best and the newest thing they ever knew. Coming from their parents to them, the way that children learn, the way they are disciplined, the way they are taught, all, at least 200 years old. And you know better, don't you, children? Don't you, young people? It's like tapes that play that don't really mean much, and you know that somehow it's not you. Somehow it doesn't even fit with who you know you are. I know all of this, and there are others on the planet that do as well. What can you possibly do to get through this? What do you tell your sisters and brothers who are younger than you to get through this? When you're in a system that frustrates you because it just doesn't make sense. And I'm going to give you the answer. I want you to smile and play the game. If it indeed is true that you're smarter than the system, and you are, prove it. Walk through the system in tolerance of the old energy that even those teaching you don't understand that they have. And if you're smarter than the system, ace the tests. Give the teachers what they want to hear. You're smart enough to do that. If you rebel against it, then you become part of the dysfunction. that you're rebelling against. Ace the tests. Give them what they want, play the game, smile, and when you get out of class, laugh about it. Have little meetings together of how silly it is, and then go back in and play the game. And when you get that graduate certificate that says I'm out of school, listen to me, indigos. At that point in time, rewrite the books and rewrite the manuals. Rewrite it in the way you treat your children. Rewrite it in the way you treat others, because you're smarter than the system. Become the system. Make the system become you. Change the planet, because you're smarter than the system. Old souls, each one in this room listening to this, I have one word for you. Ditto. I said it last night. The way that you're going to exist in an old energy is to play the game. Don't make the waves. Don't buy into the drama. As ugly as it is on the news, smile and know better. Things are changing. Ace the tests of life, meaning that you will be no fear, more peaceful. All of these things, so that rewrites the future. Rewrite how you treat your friends. Rewrite how you teach your children if you're of that age. Look at them differently and know what they face. And if you would do this, old soul, you would understand that spirit knows you're smarter than the system. You have more light than there ever has been. And indeed, you will rewrite what happens next. And history will show it. To the indigos, I tell you this, there'll come a day when the books reflect what you know. The concepts you understand, teaching will be different, books will be different. And all these things that you go through today, indigo, will come out the other end because you will know better. That is your legacy. That is why you're here. Old soul, ditto. That's the message for now. Assimilate it. And so it is.